يسبح الرعد بحمده والملائكة من خيفته. The thunder praises its Lord out of awe for the Lord, and so do the angels. The Prophet ﷺ used to say this supplication whenever he would hear the thunder. But before we go back to the reason why he would say this, there is something amazing that we seem to find behind these words of the Prophet ﷺ, or behind the supplication. It is actually, how can an angel that is this large, this immense, be in awe for its Lord, while people like ourselves, myself included, may sometimes not be as God conscious as we would like? The Messenger ﷺ said, some of the angels were created, their feet are on the face of the earth while the throne rests on their heads, and they say, Subhanaka, O Allah, you are praised. The Prophet ﷺ said, allow me to tell you something more about the carriers of the divine throne. And a bird could fly between its earlobe and its neck for over 100 years. And the Prophet ﷺ spoke about angels who are in sujood from the very day they were created. And on the Day of Judgment, the command will be given that they raise their heads and they will say, Subhanaka ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. They will say, glory to you, O Allah, we have not worshipped you the way you should be worshipped. All of these angels praising their Lord day and night, they have never sinned, but nevertheless they are in awe for His Majesty, Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So now when you hear the thunder, yes, the thunder is something natural, but on the same hand, the Prophet ﷺ said that thunder is a name of an angel, and he's like the shepherd of the clouds. And whenever you hear thunder, you actually hear a noise that is produced by whom? By an angel called thunder. So whenever you see the power of nature, then you know that behind that power is a moving hand, and that is Allah. When you hear the skies cry out in thunder and you see the lightning, it reminds you of one thing: the skies bursting on the Day of Judgment, the angels descending. So this then reminds you of being in awe for the Almighty. So now when you hear thunder, we don't tell you to shy away from thunder. We're not saying that you should run away from it or fear it, but rather it should be a reminder of something far bigger, something far more dangerous, and that's returning to Allah Yawm al-Qiyamah, and also that there are angels who have never sinned but nevertheless fear Allah, while a lot of people sin but do not fear Him. Let us learn from them. Let us learn from this supplication. يُسَبِّحُ الرَّعْدُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ مِنْ خِيفَتِهِ. The thunder praises its Lord out of awe, and so do the angels. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.